Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of the EG3 Show. My name is Eddie Greer III, host of the EG3 Show, which is all about, once again folks, the world of NASCAR, Cable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight, it is your stage break edition of the EG3 Show podcast. We will take a look at already the schedule coming out for next year already. We get this announcement around the fall, around playoff time in the three divisions, but this early in the year, you're talking about the 2019 schedule, which pretty much is the same with this year's schedule. Obviously, the Cup schedule came out a few days ago. We're not even halfway through the year yet, and we're getting the schedule out now. But for those of you who are just tuning in or don't know the outlining of the schedule, it's basically the same thing as this year. Obviously, here in 2018, there's been several changes to the schedule. There's been rumblings, obviously, about road course being in the playoffs, and trying to spice up the season finale, regular season finale, and so forth. Well, we do have a twist, not even in the postseason, but as well as the regular season, as well as some mini changes in there. It's going to be the same thing as last year. Of course, you have the opening of Speed Weeks, February 10th, with the Clash in the afternoon. And then the following week, of course, you have the Daytona 500, which recent winner champion, I should say, Austin Dillon, will be defending that next year. We're talking about next year already. It's only early April. My goodness. And then you take a look, some more key notes here. In May of next year, you're talking about May 18th with the NASCAR All-Star Race weekend event. And then the week after that, it is the Coca-Cola 600. And then for this year, you're looking at, of course, there was, before I get into the regular season finale and premiere of the playoffs, you're looking at a change in the middle of the summertime when NBC Sports comes into play with their commentaries to set the stage for the rest of the year, of course, and then the NASCAR playoffs. Indianapolis, for those of you who don't know, is the regular season finale this year. It's been always been Richmond the last 10, 11 years. And now you're going to get this mix-up, and this is basically this year's schedule and 2019 schedule combined. Here I'm talking about here on the EG3 Show here with you guys this evening on this weekly stage break, breaking down basically this season's schedule, which is related to next year's schedule already coming out. And Easter is later in the month of April next year. So that's really only change to pay attention to. And of course, obviously, you have the Championship 4 race in Miami. That hasn't changed yet at all. The thrilling race of the Final Four going down in November. But yes, Indianapolis, I am definitely going to be interested to see what happens. I wonder why they did that. Obviously, trying to get their revenue up at that famous speedway. Obviously, it's known for its IndyCar. And then you add stock car to the mix, and the numbers in attendance have fallen rapidly over the past maybe 5-6 years. We used to get good crowds when it first started back in 1993 when Jeff Gordon won the inaugural Brickyard 400 in his home state. Got huge crowds back in the day up until probably, man, about 2005, 2006, and then that whole tire debacle happened where caution after caution after caution after some 20 laps, that was a mess. And that kind of probably was the key point of the attendance. And the way I look at it, I know I'm going a little bit off off the surface here, but looking at that Xfinity Series race last year on plates, on restrictor plates, that was an exciting race last year to see those. I was against that idea, restricted plates that only should be used on the office super speedway tracks like Daytona and Talladega, but they brought it here to defend Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we got a dandy of a finish last year between Paul Menard and William Byron. Last year, Byron ended up winning that in one of the more entertaining races in the Xfinity Series all season long last year. But if they want to bring that, well, of course, they moved it to the regular season finale, and they took it away from Richmond. The excitement short track, obviously, you have the prime time of it all, and just going back remembering Jeremy Mayfield come to mind right off the bat for me in 2004 when he walked off to win it. He was behind the eight ball, was not in the postseason at that point, led over 150 laps of that event, and he was the winner of that event. It just comes back to mind that, you know, attendance has been a big issue on in these tracks for several years now, and you're getting Indianapolis as a regular season finale trip. That's going to be something to watch. And I wonder if they're going to bring, this is a long shot, folks. I was against the whole plate idea, bringing on a long straightaways, but it turned out to be some good racing. And again, just throwing it out of left field, are they going to bring the plates on the Cup Series to bring more exciting racing? I mean, that after what we saw last year, I mean, why not go ahead and try that? So, again, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which used to be right there after or before Watkins Glen late in the summer, has now been pushed to early fall, and that's going to be the site of the cutoff race to decide the rest of the playoff field. And last year's race was exciting enough with all the drama that went down, especially within the last 25 laps of that race. If we see anything like that this year, boy, we're going to be on our toes the rest of the way. That was an exciting race, and some bold moves put on late in that race. And you're talking about just over a 2 mile track, I believe, in Indy. And that race came down to complete execution, in which Kasey Kahne won that race last year. So if that's indication of anything that we saw last year, look out. But the main thing here is they're trying to bring the attendance back up. We'll just have to see what happens there. That would be exciting to see the numbers at Indianapolis go up instead of going down. So hopefully with this little change that they did coming into this year's schedule, we see a difference in attendance for the Speedway, which is famous for IndyCar. So definitely, that's a few months down the road right now. But it'll be interesting to see how this race plays out, especially we're not getting the Richmond deal where you're battling side by side most of the night. You're going to be dealing basically trying to catch the car in front of you. So Indy and Richmond, two different racetracks. EG3 Show. My name is Eddie Greer III with you guys this evening, talking about this year's schedule, which combines into next year's schedule, which came out a few days later, or I should say a few months earlier this year. So the schedule for 2019 already came out, and it's the first full week in April. We're preparing for Texas this weekend, coming off Easter weekend. Everyone had an enjoyable Easter weekend. And as the playoffs is concerned for this year, of course, since the playoffs' existence, when it goes back to the Nextel Cup playoffs, we've seen Chicagoland as the playoff opener. Not anymore. Chicagoland got moved up to the summertime schedule, which NBC will kick off with that. I believe it's in prime time. If I go down the list here from the schedule here, That's NBC's first race. No, that's in the afternoon. So Chicagoland, that used to be a primetime race when it was in the Midsummer Pack, which TNT called it, or something like that, a few years ago when they did their summer series. There you go. I like how that just came up right there. Chicagoland will be in the afternoon, and they have Daytona in the mix. That's July 1st for Chicagoland. Daytona, July 7th, excuse me. And I don't see any others on here. And then, yes, so the chase, or just say the playoffs, excuse me, the NASCAR playoffs start this year at a different location, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And that will be the playoff opener. And we all know what happened a month ago with Harvick spanking the field there in that whole controversy of his back brace or the back window of his windshield breaking apart. But that's going to be emphasis there. We have not raced there in the fall. Las Vegas gets good crowds. Speaking of crowds, they get good crowds every time, and it's well deserved to get Las Vegas in the mix. And there will be the playoff open again next year. Year's playoff run, and then the cutoff. The first cutoff in the playoffs is Charlotte, but it's not the mile and a half we're talking about. We're talking about the Roval. Yes, we've been talking about having a road course in the mix in these playoffs. We're going to get it beginning this fall, Charlotte, and it's going to be really intriguing. There was obviously a kind of a practice test before the regular season started this year, and then there was another test that happened a couple weeks ago that featured Kyle Busch and a couple others trying to get their feet wet at the so-called, what they're going to call it, the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So we're not going to see them. That's 1 mile and a half taken away from the playoffs. Obviously, when it comes to the postseason, you think the mile and a half, like Vegas, Kansas, Texas, and there's one less mile and a half to deal with. So when you look at it, Homestead, Texas, that's 2, Kansas, 3, and there's only 4 mile and a halves in the playoffs this year. So, and next year for that matter. So you're looking at that, you have 3 short tracks. So Richmond, Dover, and you have Martinsville in there, and then you have ISM in there as well. You can call that a short track also, but not really. It's kind of a speedway slash short track. And then you have your stripper plate race. So you have all kind of racing types except for the 2 mile in there. But Talladega obviously still in there. And Kansas, I believe, is still the cutoff, which it is for round 2. Which, given the circumstances this year, I might not be there. We'll see what happens there. I might be attending another event outside of the state. We'll see what happens there. But there's only 4 mile and a halves. There was 5 when you count Charlotte. And now you take away that and you throw in this wild card. The ultimate wild card this year, in my opinion, is this road course at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That is going to be fun to see that shake out with everything given. And we'll have to see what happens there, especially with the road course aces in the mix. So definitely everything looking pretty good. And also Richmond, instead of being the finale of the regular season, it's in the postseason. And it's the second race. So an interesting first round of the playoffs after the regular season finale in Indy, Vegas, Richmond, in the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Man, that is going to be some interesting, exciting racing. That's going to be, really, I think, that's going to get a lot of people interested with this changing view that NASCAR put out. It's a good idea to change it up. I like that decision to put Vegas up there as the opening race. And then you throw in a short track and in a road course. So that's different types right there. Varieties of tracks. And then again, short track to kick off round 2, super speedway, plate track, and then you have a mile and a half. So this year, you're going to have to excel. The champion that comes out of here this year is going to have to excel in all, basically multiple, throw out the 2 mile track like Michigan, California. You got to excel at different. This is a perfect example. You have to be well-rounded to probably win the championship. You cannot. I know it's mile and a half still probably the priority, which it still is, but not as much as we've seen it in the past, especially in this first round. And next year, it's basically the same thing. When I'm breaking it down, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. Haven't gotten around to it, but tonight, explaining it a little bit further. Mile and a half, short track, road course, another short track. Well, I should probably say a mile short track concrete. Then you have your 2.5 mile plate track, which anything can happen there. You have two wild cards in the mix this year with the Roval road course in Charlotte and Talladega. I'm moving that to number two on the list now. Talladega used to be the ultimate. Well, not anymore. And last year, Charlotte was the opening round of round two before Talladega in the mix. And then Kansas, obviously. So this year, it's going to be interesting to see who can excel. And we already know some of the drivers in the playoffs already due to wins. The recent winner, Clint Bowyer, coming off the off week. And hopefully he sobered up a little bit because he has to get ready for the Lone Star State this week. That's a look basically at this year's schedule, which is the same for next year. The 2019 schedule came out a few days ago already in April. We usually see it early in the fall before playoffs at least, but it came out early. Unusual for NASCAR to do it, but I guess from the way I see it, they are comfortable with the schedule, along with, I guess, next year a few shufflings of the off dates. But other than that, it's basically the same thing for next year's schedule for the Cup Series. The Xfinity Series and Truck Series, guys, have not come out yet. So only the Cup Series schedule for next year, which was very interesting to say the least. EG3 show about to go off the air for the evening. Before we do, though, EG3 show, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/EG3 show. And of course, we're first episode back from Easter. Of course, you have not listened to the recent episodes like the Martinsville weekend, Clint Bowyer post-race reaction, and such forth. You can go on there and check us out on Audio Boom, Spotify, Google Play, and of course iTunes. Please rate us, subscribe, and leave us a comment or a question on the EG3 Show iTunes page. And maybe one of these times I will answer one of your questions on a future episode of the EG3 Show podcast as well. So again, iTunes, subscribe. Please subscribe, rate, and review, folks. And the motto on the EG3 Show, what is it, ladies and gentlemen? Join the movement, folks. Yes, join the movement. We got people listening around the world to the podcast also, along with here in the U.S. as well. So very thankful to do this as usual. But for right now, EG3 Show, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap it tonight for the Stage Break 2019 schedule. Already ready to go for next year, and basically a preview of this year's schedule as well. Again, a lot of twists and turns, but it's nice to know that we have, well, a changing of the guard at least. They hopefully see some exciting racing towards the end of this regular season and the postseason as well. I'm Eddie Greer III saying thank you once again for listening to the EG3 Show. And we're closing up shop and EG3, we rolling out. We'll talk to you next time on the EG3 Show podcast.